Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We're in Ashburn at Commanders Park, getting ready for Commanders Ravens, and Commanders defense coordinator Joe Witt at the podium now, taking questions, talking to Lamar and Derrick Henry.
If he's 220, if he's 210, he's still Lamar Jackson. He can move and do those things, so I don't think it really matters. He's a difficult cover.
What makes this offense so difficult, particularly in the run game?
Well, it starts with, you know, Todd Monken. I was with him in Cleveland in 2019. Extremely smart guy. They have a mobile quarterback that can beat you with his arm and his legs. They have a big running back downhill that's faster than you think. And then they have a smaller running back that runs with more power than you think. So, they, you know, 43 and 22, both of them are really good players. The offensive line's big, but they can get on people. And so they're a good, and they know what they're doing. They know how to scheme it up. They do a nice job.
How do you stop a guy like Derrick Henry? And do you approach him differently than you do any other back, given his size and speed?
You're not necessarily approaching him when you're approaching the offense. Okay, you got to be in your gap. You have to be able to defeat blocks. Send them where you want them to send them, and in that standpoint. From a tackling standpoint, you know, you talk about, and this every week, it's not just with Derrick, you have a tackling plan for every back that you have, and you try to stick to the plan. And so we have our tackling plan for him, just like we had it last week, and that doesn't change.
Hey, Coach, when you look at the missed opportunity, Quan Martin dropping that interception last weekend, like, from a coaching perspective, like how do you get him to next time that opportunity arises, you complete the play?
Yeah, that, you know, and it was really a clinic take on how he broke on it. But we have to do a better job. I have to do a better job of just drilling it. We're not touching the ball. I think it's been five games and we haven't had an interception. I don't know if in my whole career we've been five games and not had an interception. So apparently I'm not doing a good enough job of exposing these guys to enough ball drills and understanding to, you know, different type of throws, different type of anticipation of where the ball goes. So we'll drill it more. We'll get creative with it. But we have to produce the ball more.
And then Lamar, the few sacks he has taken this year, only one of them has come post-second hitch. When a quarterback and an offensive line are working that much in sync together, how much of a challenge is that to your pass rush?
Well, it's a challenge because, you know, a lot of people, especially with Lamar, you don't want him to escape over the top or in the B gap. So you try to balance the rush, and a lot of people try to cage him. And so that gives him the opportunity to escape inside. And he's so fast. So I can't necessarily say how we're going to fill the voids, but we do have a plan, and hopefully next time we talk, it was a plan that worked. I'll tell you if it did or not.
Hi, Coach.
Hey, how you doing?
You talked about all the things that you're seeing improving on this defense overall, tackling leverages, different items. But when you look at the defensive line, and when you look at this team as a whole defensively, four sacks 1 week, seven this past week. What do you like about what you're seeing in the last 2 weeks from the defensive front?
Well, like I talked about some last week, they're rushing as a unit, and you really saw it come to life this week. You know, there's nobody, you know, getting out of their gap or coming inside just because I think I can win inside when we have a blitzer coming there. They're rushing as a unit. We use Frankie Louvu in some different spots, and so he's really part of that rush unit, and how active he is, that brought it to life as well. But the main thing is that they're not being selfish, and they're saying, hey, if we rush as a unit, the sacks will come to us. You know, you might get a sack flush to you just by being in the proper spot. So that's what I've been most pleased with when it comes to the rush unit.
You mentioned coaching with Todd Monken. Obviously, it was 5 years ago or so. But Do you feel like you have a pretty good feel for kind of what he likes to do on offense, just kind of going against him day to day and in practices and whatnot?
Yeah, but, you know, back then, Freddie, he called it. So it was a little bit different. But you know, a lot of respect for Todd. He's very creative. He's very smart. So, you know, I have a sense of what he's going to do. Now, can we stop it? That's what we'll see on Sunday. I think we can.
And then what kind of growth have you seen from Mikey Sander still from when he started to through today?
Mikey, you know, we've moved him inside and out. Last two games, he's played outside. And we put him to the field the last two games, and he's getting more comfortable there. He can play with vision. He played a lot more physical. He's covering well. So right now, that's where we need him to be. And so he's going to find a home back inside at some point. But from where the defense is right now, we need him to the field.
Big picture, did you see him working on the outside, or did you think that was something that was kind of in his bag, his abilities?
Yeah, we knew he can play both inside and outside. You know, ideally, you know, we started him playing at the star position, but, you know, we play guys, like I told you, each week we change up for what we need to do to win that particular game. And so that's what we've been doing.
With regards to Noah, he's obviously been a big part of what you guys are doing in the secondary. Didn't play much last year with you guys. You obviously had a lot of talented cornerbacks there. Is it something about his game evolved or changed, or has he improved in some ways since you had him last year?
You know, we got him late last year when we were in Dallas, and you know, with the trade, when we traded Fat for him, and we had, you know, a number of guys that were just ahead of him, and with him coming in there late, he came in here at the same time with everybody else, and he was able to put his performance out there, and he's earned the right to go out there and get the reps in the starting position that he's getting. So he just, when in Dallas, he came late, and he was behind the eight ball a little bit.
And I know you say each week you may rotate guys around depending on the matchup. Emmanuel didn't play much at all last game. How much of that was the matchup, or is he still kind of getting his way back in from missing some time?
That's same as the Mikey question, playing to the field. We're each week going to play the guys in a position that we feel best, that gives us a chance to win that particular game. And so you know, that's how I can answer all those questions of the number of reps that anybody's playing at any position. That's what we felt that was best for that week. Yeah. Oh, I'm not necessarily looking for any type of attention. I'm looking for better play. You know, Jaden, he's getting all the attention that he's getting because he's played outstanding, and that's what comes with it. And so the only thing I care about is winning football games, and I'm glad he's our quarterback. And so we're trending the right way the last couple of weeks, and it's gonna keep going that way for the defense. We're gonna start making a little bit more splash getting this ball. The physicality is definitely there. But I don't care about being in darkness or light. I just care about winning. That's the only thing I really care about. I'm excited every time we step on the field. We're not using Baltimore or anybody as necessarily a measuring stick. It's the next game. You know what I'm saying? So whenever we get out there on the field, we're excited because it's the next game, because anybody in this league can beat you. So you can't get high or low. We try to stay even. even keel, prepare for the next opponent. And that's the biggest game that we have because it's the next game. So it doesn't really change because there's a dynamic player in Lamar Jackson who we have a ton of respect for. But they had dynamic players last week with Cleveland that we had a ton of respect for. And the next week, you know, they'll have dynamic players that we're going to have a ton of respect for. So each week we're going to give it our best, and then we'll reload and do it again. All right, thank you. Y'all have a good one, okay?
That's Commanders defensive coordinator Joe Witt addressing the media there. B, I know you love his energy.
I love his energy because he's football only, you know, and I know some of the questions sometimes I ask for whatever reason there is, but he don't have no time for no BS. He's going to answer the question about the football, and that's it, and he's going to move forward. And you have to respect that because right now this team doesn't need anything else to try to derail it. All they need to have is great coaching as they've been getting and people that are buying in, and they've been doing a great job of that.
He is also obviously frustrated that they don't have any picks this year.
Oh, yeah, because like you said, you know, the ball is life. And taking the ball is what he loves to do, and he hadn't done it yet. So
my dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.